Good evening, everyone. Michael Sparks here. Tonight is the Sparks Team AMSOIL call for Monday, July 8, 2013. Tonight we're going to discuss a few things about the AMSOIL dealer locator, the installer locator, and how it can relate to your AMSOIL business and actually help you get more business. But first off, I have a humongous congratulations to Jonathan and Kathy Henley. They reached the third and final month of direct dealer, which means they have now joined the ranks of direct jobber. Jonathan and Kathy have worked really hard at their AMSOIL business. They've been to many AMSOIL training classes. And actually, Jonathan right now is in Afghanistan working as a contractor while still building his AMSOIL business. So it's an exciting time for them to reach a direct jobber level. And it actually wants me to think a moment here about perseverance in your business. There's times when you're going to be in your business where it seems like maybe this isn't worth it, or my AMSOIL check isn't as big as I hoped it to be, or it's taken longer to get to my next goal or my next level than I had hoped to be. But you just have to persevere through these things and see that other dealers that have had success before you, before myself, if they can do it, I can do it. That has been my attitude. If a dealer can make direct jobber, then I can make direct jobber. If this person can do something, then I can do it. And I just have to maybe work harder or learn something new. But I just keep, and I just don't give up. I just keep working at it. The idea of perseverance, by the last week of June, Jonathan and Kathy only had, I think, 600 group commission credits. It was looking kind of grim for it. I was nervous. I was biting my fingernails. And I know John and Kathy were just at their wits' end because the month had seemed like it wasn't going to happen. But they pulled out all the stops, and that last week they sent out letters, they sent out phone calls. Jonathan, like I said, is over in Afghanistan. He sent out emails, did whatever he could, and then by the end of June, when all the commission credits were tallied, they actually finished their month with 3,694 group commission credits. So that goes to show you the power of the perseverance, of the desire. You know, desire is when desire combined with determination is strong enough that nothing can get in your way from achieving your goal. And I just want to congratulate both of them for an awesome month and for making direct jobber and coming to the actual AMSOIL convention as brand new AMSOIL direct jobbers, getting on the stage with a lot of new AMSOIL DJs, and several, the four or five of them are in our team that's going to be there. It's going to be an exciting time. So now they also get to come to the direct jobber meeting as well. That's going to be great at the convention. So moving on, there is still time for anyone who wants to become to the AMSOIL 40th convention in core technology. It's not too late. Matter of fact, I just registered another dealer in our team, Stephen Bauer, from Colorado Springs. He registered last week and will be attending the core technology and the convention. And this is going to give his business and anybody that attends this convention, this is going to be a life-changing event for anybody that's serious about their AMSOIL business. It's going to give you a shot in the arm. It's going to be like being on steroids. And it's going to put your business on the road to success. Next Monday, I don't know if we're going to have a call or not, but next Monday we will be up in Duluth, this Monday night, getting ready for the core technology course, which is the 16th through the 18th, and then the convention starts on the 18th and goes through the 20th. On our program for tonight, wasn't really sure what I was going to do the call about, but I had a couple ideas I was throwing out, but David Bell and I were talking the other day, and he was saying, have you ever looked at the installer list, and don't you think it's interesting the types of customers that are listed on the installer list? And I thought, well, it is interesting. It seems like there's a lot of power sports. A lot of power motorcycle shops. If you look in any town, there's motorcycle shops are very more prevalent than, say, actual car installer shops. And, you know, that's a good thing because AMSOIL, you know, dominates the power sports market, especially motorcycles. AMSOIL is known for motorcycle oil. Put their advertising in that, and that would just make more sense that they'd have a lot of motorcyclists using AMSOIL products. But also, what it tells me is that we, the dealers, AMSOIL dealers, have a lot of opportunity in front of us should we choose to go after it. And anyone can use this installer lookup to see what is listed in, you know, their own area or any area in the country. If you see a market, you want to go on vacation to Florida, you can say, well, are there any installers down there? And chances are there might be one or two or, you know, a few. But in any area of the country, it's really wide open for the installers to be that are carrying AMSOIL products. And that means you can go just about anywhere in the country, register an account, and they could be listed on the installer lookup guide. You know, think about your own backyard and how many repair shops, small engine shops, marine shops, transmission shops, heavy equipment like diesel trucks and so forth, and more. Anything you can imagine that has to deal with engines and repair and so forth can be an installer. It could be a heavy-duty trucking shop. I believe my sister registered one of those in Florida the other day. They order some AMSOIL products, have them there on the shelf, and they'll be listed on the installer page for AMSOIL. You can use your yellow pages if you still get that, or you know anybody that has a computer can use Google or yellowpages.com even. Or just drive down any main road in your local area, and you can find these types of customers. And chances are, they if they've even heard of AMSOIL, they're not carrying AMSOIL products. So you can do this pretty easily. One idea that I had, first off, if you're not familiar with the installer program, AMSOIL dealers can register retail on the shelf accounts, and these accounts are retailers. They buy the AMSOIL products at wholesale, and then they put them on their shelf, or they install them. It could be like a quick lube or whatever, and they mark them up and sell it at retail. So AMSOIL has created a lookup of the AMSOIL dealer locator, and right beside the AMSOIL dealer locator is a little tab that says installers, and you can click on AMSOIL.com. If you're not logged into the dealer zone, you have to be logged out for the little button to appear. It's up in the right-hand side of the top, right-hand side of the AMSOIL.com website. And if you're not logged in, there'll be a little yellow button. It'll say Find AMSOIL Near You. You click on that, it'll bring you to a little page where you can put the address, city, state, or zip code in there. You know, I just put my own zip code in mind to see what's listed. And so I just pulled it up here this evening, and there were about 20 installers. Now, granted, I work really heavily in the installer market in my own town, but as David and I were talking, you know, a lot of them are motorcycle shops. Let's see, I've got Appleton Harley-Davidson, Bose Custom Cycles, Action Cycles, so three of them. But I also have a good a bit of America's Motorsports is another one on there. But I have a good mixture of other ones. I have Dave's Small Engines, which is a small engine shop that sells AMSOIL products. Our local Farmers Co-op, they actually do AMSOIL's oil changes. I just recently registered a Toyota dealership that is now listed. That just showed up today, as a matter of fact. I've got a Midas Tire and Auto Center, a wheel shop. That isn't my account. I believe that's Steve Gallagher's account. Auto Service of Pleasant View, which is another automotive service center. Aerosol Auto Parts on Fort Campbell's another place. Christian Brothers Automotive, TNT Auto Sales, Antioch Auto Center, and a couple more three or four motorcycle shops as well. Those aren't mine, but I'm just saying all this, that there's out of the 20 installers, it seems like there is quite a few motorcycle shops and very few comparatively automotive shops. David and I were talking, and he says, look, there's only about 5 million motorcycles on the road today in the United States. Okay, most people that ride motorcycles, they ride them seasonally. If you're above, the Tennessee, or if you're above that, you don't ride in the wintertime. There's snow on the ground. So those people are only riding their motorcycles a partial time of the year. I think the average mileage on a motorcycle is probably less than 3,000 miles a year. So what are they doing? One oil change, maybe two a year if they're a hardcore rider. And you think about the amount of cars on the road. There's probably over 200 million cars on the road, and you could probably look up the facts or whatever. So there should be at least 100 times more car shops listing than motorcycle shops, just because of the amount of cars that are on the road. There's that much more potential for business. So this installer list, you can pull it up in your own town, or you could pull it up in a near. If you've got a bunch in your town already, pull up a nearby town. Find an area that's near you that doesn't have as many installers, and just print it out and start driving down the street. You can print this thing out and say, look, hey, you register to become an AMSOIL installer, you get listed for free. This is free advertising for you. And that's one of the benefits there for working with AMSOIL. So you could do that. I just want to have a side note, though. I just looked on my local list before I got on the call, and I didn't see one of my local accounts. The Dave Small Engine wasn't showing up, and it's less than 2 miles from my house. Guy's been my customer for about 6 or 7 years. And I thought, well, that's kind of weird, because I know I helped him make the orders. He'd place about an $800 or $900 order like 2 months ago. So I know for a fact he qualified to be on there. So what you have to do is you must go into the dealer zone, and then you click on the services tab across the top. It'll be services. Scroll down until you see a button that says Retail Account Information Administration, and click on that. That will bring you to another page in the dealer zone, and it talks about the installer list, and there's an actual list of all your current eligible retail on-the-shelf accounts. Doesn't matter if they're installer or whatever. It's just all of your retail on-the-shelf accounts. And then to the right of this thing will be a little button that says retail on-the-shelf only, and installer only, or both. So say, for instance, I have some that only sell the products on the shelf, my Napa store. They are only a retail on-the-shelf account. If they're only an installer, which means they'd be a quick lube or something like that, they don't sell the quartz for individual sale, they only install it in cars, and they would be listed as an installer. And I've got a lot of them that they install as well as sell on the shelf. So that's an advantage there. You can have those listed as both, one, retail on the shelf only, installer only, or both. So I saw, I clicked on there, and I saw my Dave Small Engines, and I thought, well, okay, they show eligible. What's the deal? What happened was when I clicked on their location, edit their location, it had their P.O. box listed as their address, because their billing address is their P.O. box. So I went in there, and I changed that to their actual physical location. And then when I refreshed that screen, when I went back in and typed in the locator for my zip code, they came up. So just beware if they have their billing address as their location. They won't show up on the installer lookup, and you'll want to take action so that can be fixed. Another thing, when you do that, you can use the installer list in other areas as well. So you might not use your own backyard. You might pick a town that's on your way to vacation somewhere, or where you might say, well, like my parents, they live in Ohio. I'm going to go up to Ohio and visit my parents. Why don't I print out the installer? Are there any installers up there? Then I would know which ones are already AMSOIL accounts. Obviously, I wouldn't go see those. But I'd also say, hey, look, I could go drive around and talk to people while I'm on vacation. That becomes a tax advantage right there for your own AMSOIL business. And you might be able to set up a few installer accounts and have them listed. You print that out off on your computer, and you can tell them, hey, look, you become an installer account with us. We have you listed on this for free. It doesn't cost you anything. You just have to place a $500 order every 6 months. And actually, I pulled up a town that was about 30 miles away from me for the call here. It's the town is Hopkinsville, Kentucky. It's smaller than the town that I live in, but it's a pretty decent sized town. It's about 30 to 35,000 people, and there was not one installer listed in the entire town. So this town of 30,000 people, it probably has, I don't know, upteen, you know, 20 or 30, 40 auto garages that work on cars, and I know they've got some small engine stuff up there and everything. Nothing's listed. So that tells me that a town that's less than 30 miles away, I should go concentrate on there. Maybe once a month go up, drive around Hopkinsville and register some retail on-the-shelf accounts, register some installer accounts, and so forth. That just would make a lot of sense to help build your business as well as get AMSOIL in another area that's not where you're currently living. So that's an idea right there, a way to use the installer plan, the program. One of the things, Brian Frambach, I've made the suggestion. I think Brian actually made a little form up where he takes the map, the map that comes up on the installer. He copies that, and we put that on a Word document and put some advantages of being an AMSOIL customer. And it especially works great if there's maybe one or two, or if there's none. You say, look, we want to put your little name on this map, and you get to show up if you become an installer with us or a dealer. So that brings me to the next thing. It says, you know, all areas are really wide open. Anybody can join AMSOIL, and they can also become an AMSOIL dealer. But did you know that an AMSOIL shop owner, a person that actually owns an automotive shop, can also become an AMSOIL dealer? And we've actually got a few on our team that do that. One's a quick lube operator. Another one owns an automotive shop. And I know several that own motorcycle shops that are both an AMSOIL retail on the shelf account, but they're dealers. And so they can have the advantage of being listed both in the dealer locator and the installer. And a dealer that, for the dealer to be listed, they have to have the T1 program and be eligible for leads, which means they have to have a registered customer and a $10 AMSOIL commission. And then they can also send off a request to AMSOIL to be listed on the installer locator. So that's the advantage of being an AMSOIL dealer that owns a shop, is that you get to be listed on both. And you'll have to meet certain criteria. You'll have to have a real business with a storefront, so it has to be able to have the same eligibility as a retail on the shelf account, except they're just listed as a dealer. And then also they'll have to purchase the $500 every 6 months. But that's a win-win for the dealer because they're listed twice, one for their shop and then one for themselves as an independent dealer. And not all installers will want to become dealers, but some will. And it would just be to your advantage and their advantage to help them understand which programs make the most sense to them. So if you present both, you know, look, you can become an installer. It doesn't cost anything for you to do this. You get to be listed on the installer. But if you want to be like me, be an AMSOIL dealer, you can have both. You can be listed as an AMSOIL dealer, independent AMSOIL dealer. Then you can also be listed as an installer with your shop. That costs $30 a year. You got to take a little small test. $30 to become a dealer, take a small test, a T1 test, and then you're listed under both. So, and there are advantages of being a dealer. Obviously, a dealer get the lowest overall price. A dealer, that's the best pricing for a dealer because you're getting to buy it wholesale, just like a retail on the shelf or a solid program. They both buy it wholesale, but a dealer gets a commission check back from AMSOIL. You can call it a commission. You can call it a rebate, whatever, but it's still bringing the cost of your products down. Also, a business owner that becomes a dealer can build a secondary income stream. They can register other customers and have the ability to register other shop owners, register other business, commercial accounts, as well as other dealers. So they can build a secondary income stream. Someday they'll decide, well, maybe I don't want to own this shop anymore. They could sell their shop and still keep all their AMSOIL business that they've built up over the years. So that's one of the advantages there to the installer locator. For your AMSOIL, the dealers can be an installer as well. With that, I was going to open the call up if anybody has any questions tonight on If you got any questions about the installer locator, or if you just want to make a comment about using the installer locator, or anything like that. So, anybody got any questions?
Michael, this is Brian Frambach. I have a question.
Hey, Brian.
My question is, would you mind to walk through how you would, you said you couldn't find your small engine shop and you had to get into your dealer zone and walk through. Could you go through that again for the folks that maybe didn't catch it the first time?
Yeah. Okay, we can do that real quick here because it's pretty simple. You log into the AMSOIL dealer zone, and as soon as you get into the dealer zone, there's the four tabs across the top. First one is ordering, the next one is services, training, and then business tools. You'll you can either hover over the services tab and then you'll get a drop down menu, or you can click on services, then it'll bring you to another page. Just hover over where it says services, and then you'll scroll down until you see it says Retail Account Information Administration. It's about three quarters of the way down on that list. And that'll come up, and you'll get a list of all your current installers that you have. The first part of it will say, use this form to update the status of your retail accounts for possible inclusion in the installer locator. Please review the information that AMSOIL has on file for the accounts listed and identify whether the account sells AMSOIL products off the shelf only, installs AMSOIL products, or both. And then you can, you know, choose whichever ones they were. And it says, purchases of literature promotional items do not count towards the $500 requirement. It has to be products. The following products apply for the account's $500 purchase. Gasoline motor oils, heavy-duty diesel oils, oil filters, two-cycle oils, transmission, gear lube, motorcycle, four-stroke, additives, greases, air filters, antifreeze, and Wix filters. Those are the list that determines if they're qualified, and they have to purchase $500 every 6 months. Then you scroll down from there, and it will list all of your accounts. Well, actually, right above that, there will be a place that says dealers that want to be listed as an installer. There's a little link there. You can click on that, and it will give you the application form for that dealer to be able to fill that out and be listed on the installer. There's a PDF instructions. And then when you're finished, you can click out of that and go back to the dealer zone. But at the very bottom of the page, it will have all of your accounts listed. See, I have, and you can choose how many you want listed on a page. It'll say 15 or 10 or 15, 30 or something like that. So I just listed all of them right now. And you can scroll through, and it'll be a little check or an X. It says, eligible, they'll have a check mark. If they have an X, that means they're not eligible. That means they have not purchased the $500 in the last 6 months. But either way, you want to go over to the far right of this screen, and you want to click on if they're just a ROTS only, an installer, or both. Because if you have, let's say, for instance, when they registered as an account, you registered them, and AMSOIL has them listed as a ROTS account, you have to go in here and periodically make sure that they're listed correctly. And if AMSOIL doesn't have them listed as an installer or both, then they won't show up as an account on that. You know, so like some of mine aren't installers. I've got one that's Elite Motors, and he just buys it to put in. He's a used car dealership, and he doesn't really sell it as an oil change, and he doesn't sell it on the shelf. He puts AMSOIL transmission fluid in some cars and the gear lube that require the synthetic differential fluid. So he's just listed that as a retail on the shelf account. He's not listed. He doesn't show up. But then again, you know, my BA Wolf Motorsports I'm looking at right now, it's a motorcycle shop. They sell products on the shelf, and then they put it in the motorcycles as well. So does that answer your question, Brian? Yeah?
Oh, yeah, it's getting me fixed up. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Any other questions? Anyone have a question?
Yeah.
About the...
Yeah, Michael, this is Robert in Kansas.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, could you walk us through having no contact with a potential ROTS account to what you go through as you walk in the door and make a personal visit or emails or phone calls? What do you do to go from no account to account secured?
Well, you know, thinking about using this installer thing, I'm going to go up to this town that's up the road from me that's about 30 miles away, and I'm going to print that out. I'm going to print that installer thing out where it shows that there's no installers in the town, and I'm just going to drive up. You know, I don't go there very often. I've been there maybe, I go up there maybe once every 6 months. It's just kind of on the way to nowhere, you know, for me anyhow. But, you know, I'm going to drive around. I'm going to look for automotive shops, small engine shops, motorcycle shops, you know, all the shops that I listed. And, you know, I'll drive down the main roads in the town. If I see one, I'm going to stop in. I'm going to ask if they're familiar with AMSOIL products, if they'd be interested in talking about it. If they'd like to have more information, I'd be able to do that. But then I'm going to explain to them, say, look, I'm looking for some shops in this area. Currently, there's none, as a matter of fact, in your town that carries AMSOIL. Would you like to have the exclusive for now because no one else is carrying the products? Would you like to be interested in getting free advertising from AMSOIL being listed on this installer guide and whatnot? And then, you know, if I build up that rapport with the customer and I and they're interested, you know, it's always nice to get them secured while you're there. I know it's not always possible, but if you can get them registered as a retail on the shelf account before you leave out the door, that's pretty positive that they're probably going to do business with you. You get back to the house and you get their paperwork, and then you know you might go back and visit them later with their account information and help them with a sample order and say, look, you know, you place a $500 order. We'll get you going right now today. You place a $500 order, and if it's the installer with the XL and the OE products, they're going to get some free goodies with AMSOIL. You have to go to the G250 installer pack to get that information. But I normally say, hey, if you order $500, I'll get you a free sign and some literature coming your way, and that'll usually help them get going on that.
Come on, babe.
Yeah. So. Anyhow, does that answer your question?
Yes, Michael, very good. Thank you.
Yeah, just use that, and I'll try to get a sample of the of what I'm talking about, how to do that picture printout from the installer locator. You know, you can do that with your own town, or like I said, if you're going on vacation somewhere, print out. You know, if you're going to Tampa, Florida, you know, you can use that dealer locator thing, you know, and just type Tampa, Florida, I don't even know what's in Tampa, Florida, and search, you know, it's going to list the dealers, but then it's also going to list the installers, and there's quite a few there. It's a pretty heavily worked market. There's some big AMSOIL dealers there, but really for the size of Tampa, Florida, there's really not that many. There might be 25 on here, and that's a town that size. You could have a couple hundred of them and still not have enough AMSOIL business around there, you know, so. But anyhow, well, with that, I appreciate everybody getting on the call tonight. Looking forward to seeing a lot of you in another week or so. It's going to be fun at the AMSOIL convention and the core technology. So with that, I hope everybody has a wonderful evening. And if you're coming to the convention, please have a safe trip up. And we'll see you in a week. Okay? Good night.
Good night, Michael.
Thank you.
Yeah, tonight.